noticing, first of all, how you feel in your space. If you right now have a feeling like, I don't have space. If you have a feeling, maybe I'm taking up too much space. Or feeling a kind of complaint of too crowded. Why would they ever think of putting this many people in this room and telling us to lie down? You can just play with different statements in your head and see how big your space gets and how small it gets according to what the mind is doing. And if possible, starting to feel your place as your throne, your king or queen's seat, with also a sense of a bird in its nest. So a place of dignity, power, and being at ease, being at home. Letting the body tell us what would be more comfortable. And during the first couple of minutes, really giving the authority, the power to the body to make itself at home in our place. I'd just like to suggest a couple of very simple positions with the hands that can also help to rest and relax. Sometimes we're lying down and we have nothing to do, but we're definitely not resting. And it can help, first of all, just to feel which of the fingers or thumbs would like to be held, just very simply, in any way that you like, just touched or held. Any finger, either side, any way you like to hold it. It's one of those techniques that is so simple that we forget to do it. We hold the finger and we drop it. But here we had the luck of putting hands in place and then being still for 45 minutes. So while we're here in the hall, we can give ourselves this harmonizing treatment. Just holding a finger. You don't have to visualize anything or intend anything, just holding simply. A full hand position could be having the hands on the inner knees, which is easy whether you're sitting or lying down. If you're sitting cross-legged, the hands can just rest on the inner knees. Lying down, it's easy on your side, if this is the floor, to have the hands between the knees. You can have both hands between the knees, like this, or one hand between the knees and one hand on the upper knee outside, like this. Making your own experiment with these hand positions and see if it's helpful for you or not. If possible now, just relaxing into the back of the body. Whether you're sitting or lying down, just feeling as if the back of the body is a really comfortable bed or sofa. And mouth and throat also just resting or collapsing into the back of the body. If right now it's possible to feel at ease, to feel relaxed and at home, or if it's not possible to feel at home right now. Either way, it's good to know if I can feel at home now or if I cannot feel at home now. If I can feel at home now, this is a good direction. This is a good doorway towards meditation, just enjoying feeling connected at home. In the back of the body. Feel tension. This is also good to know. And it's not pleasant to feel, but it's important and good to actually feel. not to take it as a problem, but as a communication. Slowly over these days, we could start to feel what purpose that tension has. What did that tension come out of? What is the root of the tension? Again, whether we're tense, we're unrelaxed or relaxed, doesn't matter so much. Whether the mind is busy or empty, doesn't matter so much. Not important. Important if there are many thoughts or no thoughts. That is not what we're here to deal with. Relaxing as much as we can and not trying to force more relaxation. Any tension with kindness. Like looking at a friend. For a few minutes, opening up to sound, receiving sound, welcoming sound, is sound, hearing happen. What is it like to open ourselves? Sound come in, come to us. We're relaxed on our sofa. Friendly with the tensions and the thinking and feeling that that's not our job to work with thinking right now. Not our job right now to try to relax any tension that doesn't relax easily. Starting with opening to sound and really feeling the aliveness of the experience of hearing. Exactly and quickly, sound comes. How exactly and quickly, it's gone. And finding a place in us that we can be that fluid and receptive, that ready. And at the same time, it's just simple sound. No big deal. Sound, to be open to sound as it's happening. If I really don't try to catch each sound and name it for myself. It's more like being open to a flow. Open to a river and not trying to catch and hold the water. Which is only possible for me if I'm relaxed. Come into the mind. So we hear something and the mind gives an image of a bird. Or a picture of a person speaking. Or a hammer making something. Or a throat coughing. Images are no problem, but we could try to feel more close to the sound. And notice that the image that's coming is just a guess. The mind is just trying to say, oh, maybe that's a saw cutting wood. We could just go more to the sound and let the image play somewhere else, not in the center of our attention. And have a little bit of vacation. And guess what we're hearing, but it's not important. It doesn't need to be right. Interested in the naked sound. For right now. No effort, how little strength, how little force is needed to receive, to be open to sound.